You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, it's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Wednesday, the 9th of April 2025. In a few moments, we'll take a closer look at what is keeping directors up at night and whether Donald Trump is influencing their take on diversity, equity and inclusion. But first to the Australian share market, which fell another 1.8% today on the S&P ASX 200 to 7,375 points. The Australian dollar hit another pandemic low against the US. Oil tumbled 6% just over night, and it comes as the US upped its tariff on China to 104%. So for more on that and how he sees the investment environment, I spoke with Matt Sherwood, the head of investment strategy at Perpetual. Matt, first of all, how are you feeling as an investor at the moment, given all of this uncertainty? In other words, are you worried?
Oh, yeah, I tend to think that bear markets and potential recessions are always things to worry about for your investors. You know, the biggest challenges at the moment are the fact the US market is not cheap, even though it's nearly down 20%, you know, and the ability of the US Federal Reserve to help this situation is somewhat limited, given that tariffs are going to create a significant rise in US core inflation. So if the Fed's cutting rates, I would argue the recession's here and it's probably time to worry even more.
So given what we're seeing, all this market volatility or uncertainty, in your experience, have you seen this much volatility before?
Oh, definitely. I mean, every bear market has volatility, but, you know, and as worrying as these times are, this is nothing compared to, for example, 2008 with the global financial crisis, where we had the first collapse of a major US bank in about 75 years, and you know it caused all kind of cascading effects, where not only bad companies were struggling and failing, but even good companies were phoning up the US Fed and the US Treasury Department virtually on their knees, saying, if we don't get funding, we're going to go bust. That was just massively uncertain, and no one knew what the answer was, and it was a very stressful time. And these are also stressful times, but for different reasons, but I'll never forget 2008.
What do you think is the biggest risk to Australia and Australian investments? And I ask that because we are seeing in the headlines today anyway, is this tit-for-tat relationship between China and the US in particular. So is that perhaps the biggest issue for Aussies?
Well, the direct trade links between us and the US are very small. So, and we got off light with the tariff increases. So, you know, I think the direct effect from the US trade policies, you'd be exaggerating if you said it was even modest. The clear challenge for us is our trade links with China and our economic links with China. This is really Trump putting tariffs up to 104% is certainly no small shock. That's going to be the biggest tax increase in the US in 57 years. So it's obviously going to weigh on US growth and it's obviously going to weigh on China growth. You know, but I think Australia is pretty well positioned to get through this. We're already starting to see the currency depreciate. China's likely to be exporting more goods to the rest of the world that it's no longer exporting to the US. That at least could see some disinflation in the system that may create enough room for the RBA to cut rates. And at the same time, the government, will use the opportunity to increase fiscal spending and fiscal support. So we're well positioned, but the clear risk is just a continuation of the strained relationships between China and the US and the flow through to us through trade.
You mentioned the RBA just there. You also spoke about the potential for rate cuts in the US. What do you think the RBA's role will be in all of this? Because we heard from the Reserve Bank of New Zealand today. I think it's the first real major global central bank to meet following this step up in trade issues. Because we're also seeing a weaker currency soften the blow for both Australia and New Zealand, right?
That is true. The currency has always been a good depreciates a period of stress, boosts our export sector at a time where we're struggling for significant positive growth supports. You know, the RBA will be At every meeting, will be making their judgments about whether the cash rate is appropriate. I think their first job, should the situation deteriorate, is they will lower rates fairly quickly to neutral, and then they will have to determine how quickly they would need to get rates to stimulatory settings. And they would do that in combination with fiscal policy and, of course, having a look at what the currency is doing to come to a balanced view of how much support they need to give the domestic economy. But we're very well positioned and much better positioned than nearly every other major economy in the world to be able to absorb this.
When it comes to investments turning around, right, what kind of early signs do you think you would need to see to start to get some confidence that the market's turning back up?
I think you probably would need about four. You'd be looking for kind of four things. First of all, would be a slowing in the rate of economic deterioration. Secondly, you would be looking for what sort of or continued policy support from both the central bank and from fiscal policy. Thirdly, you'd want markets to be fairly cheaply valued. So the fact that the selling pressure has been overdone. And probably you combine that with also perhaps signs of lopsided positioning within markets that everyone's selling at the same time. So if you got those four factors, you could see the markets easily stabilize. And that, you know, is what foreshadows any kind of a recovery. So if you can get three of those, it's great. But at the moment, sadly, we have none of them. So I think this will be ongoing. I think a policy solution is quite a ways away. And of course, the US economy is still growing reasonably at this stage. So all the economic deterioration is ahead of us. And that's even though the market's come off 20%, US share market is far from cheap. It's still at 80th percentile valuation relative to the past 20 years. So overall, I think we're in the eye of the storm, and I think this is going to be ongoing for, you know, for a period of time.
So given that, what are you telling your clients?
Well, you know, the first thing I would say is that, you know, stick with your investment objectives. If you're a young investor, you don't have anything to worry about because you can make up any losses in future years. Probably the group you worry most about are those in retirement or facing retirement because they're more exposed to sequencing risk. So someone who's just retired, who suffers a 20% decline, that could mean that their superannuation money runs out within 20 years. So that can be a real worry. So hopefully they've got their diversification strategy in place, which is helping to cushion the equity decline. But I think it's really important not to make rash decisions if they need to get advice. You know, hopefully the portfolio is well positioned and things can turn around kind of in the second half of this year.
That's Matt Sherwood there, the head of investment strategy at Perpetual. Let's now take a closer look at how directors are feeling about the economic environment, because even before the latest escalation in trade tensions, 9 out of 10 Australian company directors said they believe it would threaten the economic outlook for both Australia and the world. A survey of more than 1,100 executives by the Australian Institute of Company Directors in March found that the number one issue keeping them up at night, compliance and cyber crime. And most directors in Australia, meanwhile, expect to maintain or even strengthen their commitment to workplace diversity, equity and inclusion practices over the next 12 months, despite the shift in DEI under the Trump administration. So for more on all of that, I spoke with Mark Thirlwell, the chief economist at the AICD. Mark, so firstly, how are directors feeling about the economy at the moment?
So according to our survey, there's sort of three different things going on. And one thing I should stress here is we were in field until the 3rd of March, so we haven't picked up the latest bout of craziness. But setting that aside briefly, the three things it tells us are, number one, the absolute level of our sentiment indicator is still deep in negative territory. It's been there for 6 consecutive surveys now. So directors are still feeling pretty uncomfortable about current conditions. Things are still tough. The second and more optimistic part of the story is the index actually jumped by almost 10 points. That's the biggest gain that we've seen since 2021. And underpinning that is double-digit gains in business conditions and the economic outlook. So while in level terms, things are still pretty depressed, in terms of the rate of change, directors were starting to feel much more upbeat about where things were going. But then the third and final point was when you drill down into the numbers and you ask about sort of things that they're worried about in terms of the international environment and so on, you could see storm clouds even then, back before the Liberation Day tariffs, they were appearing on the horizon too.
That's interesting because global uncertainty is seen now as the top economic challenge facing Aussie businesses, according to the survey, ahead of productivity and cost of living. You would assume that that would be even more so if this survey was done before the latest escalation in tariffs. So tell me a bit why and how does this affect local businesses?
Look, I think that's exactly right. It was pretty striking that already we'd seen that global economic uncertainty indicator rocket up the charts. And then underpinning that, we also ask a separate question about protectionism. And again, that had zoomed up too. So in the previous survey, only about 3% of directors were citing it as a key or a top risk for Australian business. That went up more than fivefold, almost by six times over the survey. And as you said, that's before the latest round of tariff surprises. So directors really were keeping an eye on what was happening. We asked them at that point, when you look at what's happening in the international trading environment, what do you think the implications are for the Australian outlook and for the global outlook? And roughly 9 in 10 of our respondents said, this is bad. So there was already a sense that the shocks that we were seeing in those early weeks of the new Trump administration were already making directors feel nervous about what it meant for global trade conditions and what that meant in turn for Australia and the global economies. And since then, of course, things have got worse. A big part of the early story is about uncertainty. So you could think of this, at least initially, as this massive uncertainty shock hitting businesses. And uncertainty is particularly pernicious because it's one of the hardest things to manage. If someone tells you, right, the new regime looks like this, and you have to cope, for example, with tariffs at this rate or regulations at this level, you mightn't like those policy settings, but once they're there and in place, and if they're certain and settled, you can start to plan and arrange what you're going to do around them. But if you don't know what's coming from day to day, or in some cases, almost hour to hour, then it's really difficult. So how do you make an investment decision? How do you make a hiring decision? How do you make it a market entry decision when you just don't know what fundamental conditions are going to look like?
What about when you ask directors what's keeping them up at night? What are they telling you?
So one of the items on that list, unsurprisingly, was the global environment, but still sitting right at the top of the list was domestic economic conditions. So it's still the case, and this, I guess, goes back to that initial message that despite the improvement in direction on the survey, in levels terms, it's still in negative territory. And when we dig into that, directors are telling us there's a list of familiar pressures. So interest rates, although they've come down one, are still high. Cost pressures are still significant. They're still concerned about the implications of what's happening with the housing market. There are still skill shortage issues around. So there's a familiar list of worries that are still there. It's just that they're now being joined by some new ones that are sort of adding to the concerns.
There's another key event happening in the next few weeks, and that's the federal election. What's your message to governments ahead of it?
So there are a couple of things that I think come out of the survey. I mean, one is just that given the nature of this huge uncertainty shock and this big shock to the international environment more generally, governments need to be working really hard to make life easier for business, not more difficult. So one of the things they can do there, our survey tells us that there's quite a lot of concern around the nature of the regulatory environment that businesses are having to grapple with. Lots of red tape, lots of restrictions. Our survey respondents telling us it's one of the biggest causes of risk aversion at the board level. If that's interacting with this really challenging global environment, then that's just making things worse. So one of the things that governments could be doing is trying to make sure that actually they help out business rather than impede it. I mean, a second one is just making sure that the economy is match fit for what looks like it's going to be a very different and much more challenging global economic environment going forward. I think when you look at some of the things that businesses are talking about, productivity challenges, for example, they're concerned that Australia maybe isn't as quite as fighting fit as it could be when it's contemplating what the world might have in store for us.
And finally, how serious are company directors taking diversity, equity, and inclusion, right, DEI, now? And has Donald Trump's presidency changed that?
One of the interesting survey results there was that it doesn't seem to have made a big difference. So we asked the question in the aftermath of the new Trump administration, is this going to change markedly your attitudes towards diversity policies? About 60% of our respondents said no change at all. More than 20% said, if anything, they thought they might strengthen their efforts. So we've got more than 80% of respondents saying that either it's not going to have an influence, or to the extent it has an influence, it's actually going to make them increase the measures that they're taking. So to date, there hasn't really been much of an impact. Only about 13% said that as a result, they're likely to reduce their efforts in this area.
That's Mark Thirlwell there, the Chief Economist at the Australian Institute of Company Directors. Don't forget, if you do enjoy the podcast, to give it a like and a follow on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and to leave a rating or review.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.